in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at TalkNats. Today's episode is brought to you by SeatGeek. Take $20 off your first ticket purchase when you use promo code TalkNats. Just go to SeatGeek.com or follow the link in the show description. Today's episode is also brought to you by Manscaped. Take 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. And today's episode is also brought to you by Mayweather Boxing and Fitness, located at 230 Water Street. Just tell them you want the Nats discount. In today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about the breakout season for CJ Abrams as he joins the 40 Steel Club. So a real bright spot for the Nationals team that is in the midst of a rebuild. Sometimes it is looking for bright spots in the year. Obviously, we didn't get the season that we were hoping for, but CJ Abrams at shortstop is a real bright spot, I will say, in the lineup. And just on a day-in and day-out basis, 9 times out of 10, he plays great defensively. And now we're also getting contributions as far as him stealing, joins the 40 Steal Club. It was a milestone night because he reached the 40 Steal mark for the first time in his career and joined an exclusive list of Nationals. Only Trey Turner, who stole 46 bases in 2017, then 43 in 2018, and Alfonso Soriano, 41 in 2006, have stolen more bases in a single season for the Nats than Abrams, who still has 22 more games to go. So when we take a look back on the trades that were done, you know the ones I'm talking about, Max Scherzer, Trey Turner, Juan Soto, Josh Bell. At the time, they seemed like Nationals. What are you doing? Mike Rizzo, what are you doing? Well, if we even just kind of want to focus and take a look at CJ Abrams alone, he has been a great addition to this team. Trey Turner left big shoes. Make no mistake about it. He was a premier shortstop in all of Major League Baseball, and it seemed like, well, who do the Nationals have that is going to fill those shoes? CJ Abrams has done a really great job, and this is still just a young man. I look forward to seeing what he can do in the future as he continues to do better and better. Just taking a look at news around the Nationals organization, Davey Martinez said x-rays on Riley Adams' left hand were inconclusive, and then he had that MRI. So, you know, Adams is one of the guys that the Nationals are in a unique position. They have K'Bert Ruiz. They also have Riley Adams. So it is, you know, a bright spot for the Nationals, that is for sure. And kind of a unique position that you have to what I would revere as starting catchers out there. So a good position for the Nationals to be in. I just wish they could work Riley into the lineup a little bit more often than they do. But when we do see him out there, his bat speed for itself. Some interesting moves around the Nationals organization as far as cuts in the scouting department. I don't ultimately know what is behind this. I talked to the guys at Talk Nats about it. They said kind of a cleaning of the house in the scouting department. Kind of interesting moves. Can confirm that the Nationals informed Greg Hunter, Alan Marr that they won't be returning next season. That marks 12 members of their scouting department who have been informed that their contracts won't be renewed. So an interesting thing I will have you guys covered as that story develops. Ultimately, what is behind that? It is a bit curious. I know that the Nationals didn't have a great season, but what leads them to think that, you know, the scouts had a lot to do with that? I'll keep you updated on that. And then also Luis Garcia, what do we know is that he got sent down so he could work on his game. It does appear that he is going to get a call-up before Friday's game. The Washington Nationals are expected to recall second baseman Luis Garcia from AAA Rochester ahead of the team's upcoming series against the Dodgers, according to multiple sources familiar with the situation, and a corresponding move to follow there. One of the things that Davey Martinez said there is we wanted him to go down there and learn a routine and learn how to prepare for each and every game in the big leagues. He went down there and has really tightened up this time in the weight room, his time in the batting cages, his time in the video room, and he's really gotten himself in great shape. We know that Alou has filled in at that position. Chavez has filled in at that position. Vargas can fill in at that position, but I think that they're looking for Garcia to be the long-term solution at the second base position. As we take a look around, you know, the outfield is stacked with prospects. You take a look at third base with Brady House. There is not a clear heir apparent at the second base position, so it is my assessment that the Nationals are all in on Luis Garcia, and we're really pulling for him. Steven Strasburg, another sad story. As we know, his career came to a conclusion a lot quicker than anyone had hoped for. This has been brewing since the start of the week. The Nats and Steven Strasburg are still hammering out details of his retirement term, so an official announcement will come at a later date. It is a tough situation for the Nationals. Again, an ace for the Nationals for quite a few years. Ultimately, how I look at it is we're wishing him nothing but the best. Those injuries were outside of his control, but still an unfortunate event, suffices to say. All right, so coming up here after the break, we will talk about Jacob Young, a guy that, you didn't hear a whole lot about in the Nationals organization. As we've seen this team, they've tried different pieces in the outfield, some different players in the infield, and Jacob Young has been a pleasant surprise, all things considered. I'll talk a little bit more about him coming up. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. So Jacob Young has been a bright spot in the Nationals outfield. Where does he fit in the long-term plans? A lot of questions. As we know, there are a lot of A-name, marquee names, prospects that will be on the Nationals in years to come. And how does he figure into that? You take a look at Victor Robles, a lot of question marks surrounding him. You take a look at Lane Thomas. Where do those players fit in the long term? We're talking long term here, given the fact, like I said, the outfield is stacked as far as prospects are concerned. But as for right now, Jacob Young has done a really good job, really good in the outfield. I like his defense, and also helped the Nationals win in walk-off fashion. The Nats ended their six-game losing streak by rediscovering the formula that won so many games in July and August. Clutch hits late in lockdown workout from their top relievers, writes Masson. So just a really great moment there if we remember the last game where a lot was on the line there. And Jacob Young came up to the plate and got a base hit, walk-off fashion, the Nationals win. He got the Gatorade bath. It was a really special moment. And, a cool thing for a young Nationals prospect, a young player in the organization, shall I say, to get that kind of production. He says, right when I hit it, I kind of saw where I hit it, and it was a good spot. And the 24-year-old outfielder who opened the season at single A Wilmington, let's just think about that for a moment. He started the season in single A and is contributing on the big team, the Nationals. Would that have happened if this team wasn't in the midst of a rebuild? Probably not. But anyway, we can't take away what he has done for this team. It felt great to look at the dugout, and everyone was already coming out. It's a great feeling to have all your boys running out at you. Davey Martinez says, it's awesome because we've been struggling. To see these guys fight back like that was great. But what we're hoping for is it doesn't always take, late inning heroics, that they can actually just win games without, resorting to, like I say, ninth inning bloop hits like that. A win is a win, and I'm going to be happy for Jacob. I'm going to be happy for the Nationals that they found a way to pick up the big win there. The rookie had already extended his hitting streak to 8 games with a 5th inning double. So Jacob Young, a bright spot for the Nationals, that is what I know for sure. And that's what we're hoping for, ultimately, is more building blocks for this team, because we know there's not a lot of baseball yet to play. It's my belief that this is the assessment point of the season. But, you know, if you can keep, you know, assessing these young players like Jacob Young, you'll see what you have in him. We all already said, and I'll talk to you again next time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.